कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति सपदम् आदानस्तेनं दन्तैरिदं जाते पुनः पुनः श्रीमद्रूपदं भोजधूलि स्यात् मम जन्मनि जन्म। We have read the explanation of Swamiji that we are all diseased persons. The diseases are of two kinds, one in this material body and another is in heart. Devotees then, those who are real devotees, they don't worry for bodily disease. Only they care for what disease? And that heart disease, what is that heart disease? If mind is cleaned, then everything is okay. If heart is cleaned, having duplicity and other what?
Hypocrisy.
More?
And not
you have come. Very good. So our real disease is in our heart. And what is that heart disease? Siddharoga. Srila Vyasadeva or Srila Sukadeva Goswami has cleared it. Here, in heart, so strong disease, that Hrida Rog. Hrida Rog means Kam Rog. What is Kam Rog?
Lust.
Lust for worldly. So if duplicity, hypocrisy, cheat others, this motive is there. This is dangerous. Anyone is full of ignorance, he is weak, no heart. He should be sincere. And if a man has so much duplicity and all these bad things, he cannot progress. Never. He may do 1 lakh of harinam, whole day doing all these things. But he will always try to cheat others by worldly things, to take money, to have praise, that his name and friends should worldly, here and there, for these things. Because he is not sincere. Especially the lust, Hridrog. How it will go? Only there is one way, to chant name in the association of any higher Vaishnav who has cleaned his heart, whose heart is cleaned and purified. He has so much developed his Krishna prayer in his guidance always, obeying him, being in Vrindavan, if not by outwardly, inwardly, by mind, you should be in Vrindavan. Then this heart will be cleansed. First bhakti will come and then heart will cleanse. Don't think that we will clear our heart everything will go away, then bhakti will come. Never it is not. This is not authentic siddhant. When bhakti will come gradually, and by the power of bhakti, itself without any effort, this hritarog will go. Idancha Vishnu na. Idancha Vishnu Shraddhanvita Anushriya. Shraddhanvita Anushriya means with Shraddha, with great honor, sincerely. Anushriya means always, continuously hearing. How? With so much affection and love and honor to be established in that always, continuously, without break. Then Anushya Athabaranayaja, and after that he is what?
Describing.
What thing? It has been told in the Rash Leela Prasanga. At the last, when Rash Leela was ended, stopped, and after that, Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj. Those who will not hear, they must hear. The verb is that. You must suniyat. If you are not doing sraman, not hearing, then it is like a offense. Because author is telling, Sukadeva Goswami is telling, Vyas is telling, and you are not obeying. So you must hear. And after hearing, suniyadata barani idja, bhakti param bhagavati pratilabhya. Then he will have bhakti first. And then tilabhya kamam. Then kam comes. What kam? Kam in a prem of Krishna. First will come. And all hridarog, all bad desires, anything, ignorance, everything will go away. If you are not hearing the pastimes of Krishna, satang prasangamam varjya samvidau, it is so powerful. You have not to do anything else. Parikshit Maharaj never did anything. He only heard, and by this he went to Golok Vrindavan and served Krishna. So Anishuryat, you will have to hear this thing. And by this, you will know all tattva. Jiva tattva, maya tattva, Krishna tattva, yoga maya tattva, bhakti tattva, prema tattva, sadhana tattva. Everything you will know. And then, gradually, sadhan bhakti will come. After that, bhav bhakti will come. And after that, prema bhakti will come. And Krishna will be controlled by that very bhakta. If anyone is trying, only trying, what trying? To give up this disease. But this disease is grazing, developing and developing. We should come in a proper process. And this is to hear. So he is saying, the disease in heart, if mind and heart is clean, everything is clean. Don't take 20 times bath in sea or anywhere. It will not do, because fishes live always in water and they are so much impure, and they have so much durgandha. No? If a fish will come, jump from water, and it will come. Oh, very nonsense gandha will come. So always watching, and it will not do. To clear the heart is only medicine. What? Nibbat सतर्षैरुपगीयमान बहुषधा श्रोत्रिमनोभिराम कौत्तम श्लोक गुणानुवाद कुमान जह विरज्जेत पशु बनु दिस इज द वे इफ इज विषय ही इज कमिंग हैविंग सो मच डिजायर offensive, anything, bhakta, nirvisheshvadi, anyone, he should hear and chant name. That is the sloka in Bhagavata also, ki kami vishai nirvedyava, harinam sankirtani saptika sreshta, etat nirvedyamananam icchatam akuto bhayam, योगी नाम निपनिर्णितम हरेर नामानुकीर्तनम हरेर नाम चेतो दर्पण मार्जनम भव महादावाग्नि इट विल कम फ्रॉम नेम इफ वी वांट दैट वी शुड क्लियर अवर हार्ट चेतो दर्पण मार्जनम भव महादावाग्निर्वापनम वी विल डू ऑल दीज थिंग्स एंड आफ्टर दैट वी विल चांट हरिनाम एब्सर्ड You should, what you are, in where you are situated, in what stage you are, kami vishai bhogi, durjan, all you are, you should be, no harm. Be sincere and then chant harinam, in the guidance of any Vaishnava, cheto marjanam bhavati, after that cheto marjanam, is it will go. Bhava maha davagni, the fire of world will be
extinguished.
And all kinds of virtues will come. Vidya vadhu jivanam. Then, Vidya vadhu jivanam. Who is Krishna? He is the jivanam of Vidya rupi vadhu, of Srimati Radhika. All Vidya, essence is Srimati Radhika. He is Radhini Shakti. So without name, she will not come. Vidya vadhu jivanam anandam buddhi vardhanam. The ocean of, endless ocean of ananda, pleasure will come. And then in the there in webs we will play here and there for all this. And at last we will dive in ocean of love and affection. Never we'll come to this mortal world. So begin Harinam where you are. Comforted and try to be sincere, not duplicitous. Don't want any money, vaibhav, or any worldly things. But you will be strong for this only by chanting and remembering and hearing. First, hear. If you are not hearing all these things, we will not be strong. So, we should must hear. And try to open. The conclusion is that what? In order to get free from material desire, you should read some. In 72nd. In conclusion, it is that.
The conclusion is that in order to get free from the material disease, one must take to the chanting. Of the Hare Krishna mantra.
Don't try all other things. Don't tell that we should clear and then we will chant Harinam. Nowadays this is going on. We should not Hari Katha. We should not associate. We should clear our heart and then chant Harinam. Never. If we have not come, we have heard from this, we have not come to be in one stage forever. We should try to be from Kanishka to Madhyam, Madhyam to Uttam. If you are not trying and you want to be always, forever, eternally in Kanishka, it is good for you. You should be. But we will never wait for this. Always we should try to develop our Krishna consciousness. The key is in the hand of Uttam Vaishnava. So we should try to be in his association, always hearing. This will do very quickly. Go on.
The Krishna consciousness movement is especially meant for creating an atmosphere in which people can take to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra.
But if we make this this atmosphere of Krishna consciousness in quarreling ourselves, having no honor for any Vaishnava, no faith in anyone, then atmosphere field will go on. It will be ruined. And another for new fide are those who are sincere, they will go out of this Krishna consciousness. Now it is going on. So we should try to reform us to honor all Vishnu. Those who will come, so very good atmosphere. We should chant Hari name. And if you are engaged in self, what? Bhog?
Enjoyment.
Others are not so foolish that they will not know. They will know. And thus, they will hate and they will go away. Only the bogus persons will come, and first they will be there, and they will make money, and after they will also go. So we should be like chaste, bona fide Vaishnava. Especially those who are preaching, they should be like this. So he wanted to do his Krishna consciousness movement especially meant for the creating an atmosphere in which people can take to the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. One must begin what?
One must begin with faith. And when this faith...
What faith? What faith? What is faith here? What is faith? That my chanting of Krishna name will give everything in my whole life. My life will be successful. Then there will be no need of going to inner city, impersonal inner city. Only to go to the school of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj and Haridas in the university of. It will enough. So, Krishna can give anything in this world. We have seen Valmiki. He has faith in Krishna name. And his life was successful. Agastya took one chullu of water of sea, and he took all the water. Shankar and Brahma doing all these things functions only by the grace of name grace. Swamiji Maharaj preached everywhere by the serving his holy master and preaching Krishna name and doing Krishna name. He was not worldly qualified. World has rejected him, his wife rejected him, his sons rejected him because he could not make any money. They all rejected him. But only name, in whole world he is worshipped by these things. We should try to be like that. That faith be like Haridas Thakur, who was bitten in 20 markets, and his blood went, flesh went, only bones were there, and he still chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. The person who was beating him, he told that, Prabhu, you should die. Otherwise, my whole family will die. Told him, yes, I'm dying. And he became like that person. They threw his body in Ganges. And they were now so satisfied and told to Kaji that, oh, we have done marvelous, and he is now dead, we have thrown his But Ganges. After 1 hour they saw Haridas Thakur again in so healthy and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
again chanting, and he came from the Ganges and went to his place. All there wondered how it began. He was there. No bone, nothing was there. And still he is coming like before, more healthy. Then they told that he is Jindapir. Jindapir means a person who is like demigod in his life. A man can be, by his impressions, activities, after so many long time, last long so births. But in lifetime he became like demigod. So, you know, Augusta, he did like so. Eber told that my ex, she has taken, and he is not returning, and the bird was weeping. Valmiki, Agastya Rishi told to see, went to see and told, oh, she is so weeping, you should return his ex. But he never heard. Then he took water and took it. Whole she was dried, and that egg was given to that. So, you know that the history of Sanatana Goswami, he threw his Chintamani in Jamuna and he was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He never remembered that I have a Chintamani anywhere. No use, because he has so many Chintamanis. What the Chintamanis were? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
So you will have a firm, strong belief that by name everything can be achieved. Liberation, swarga, vaibhav, rajya, anything. Want to be president of not America only, but the whole world, you, by chanting Harinami it will be. Have a strong faith on this. But we have no faith. When we go to serve Gurudev, 75 we keep in our pocket and 25 oh, giving. Gurudev does not know or not know. Krishna knows or not know. They are cheating Krishna and Gurudev. Why? How they will be successful in this? So have a faith on name. Then?
And when this faith is increased by chanting, a person can become a member of the society.
Then how his mood was so high. And now he is saying, he'll be very sad that they are not honoring any Vaishnava. What to tell Kanishtha Adhikari? They are not going to honor anyone. So,
we are sending Sankirtan parties all over the world, and they are experiencing that even in the remotest part of the world, where there is no knowledge of Krishna, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra attracts thousands of men to our camp. In some areas, people begin to imitate the devotees by shaving their heads and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra only a few days after hearing the mantra. This may be imitative, but imitation of a good thing is desired. Some imitators gradually become interested in being initiated by the spiritual master and offer themselves for initiation. If one is sincere, he is initiated.
If one is sincere, but if he is not sincere, he will be cheated. I think that I have been, Gurudev has given mantra and I am initiated. Now I can initiate anyone. How process he know, outwardly knows the process. He brings tulsi, keeps there. He brings from market very, very big, big. Mala. Very big. Not only little. Some when I gave some smaller from market, they away from Radhakund or anywhere of 500 rupees. Oh, big, big. I cannot take in my hand. They thought that by doing so, Krishna will at once come. Krishna cannot come in 100 rupees or anywhere. So, if any is sincere, he will chant on like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his Gopin's ghat, anywhere. But even for us, Tulsi Mala is so sacred and powerful. We should try. But don't use so many big. Smaller, not so big, not so small. Very easy. And try to take the mood of your Gurudev and serve him, his words. I took initiation and at same time, after some months, I left my Gurudev and I became myself Guru. No, this is not initiation. Suman?
One is sincere, he is initiated, and this stage is called Bhajana Kriya. One then actually engages in the service of the Lord by regularly chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 16 rounds daily.
He has told the, what is the meaning of 16 rounds before?
Minimum 16 rounds, nothing less.
To bring them in. And for Western country, devotees only, not for Indian. Gurudev never tells. We have not heard. We heard from only Swamiji, that 16 at least. Because they are always engaged in all these things. So far, they have no time at all. So at least you should chant 16. Then, that it means not that if you are chanting 17th, then you are doing offense. Some are thinking, they told me that it is a very big offense to disobey Swamiji because he has told that you should chant only 16. So don't do like this. Otherwise, you will go in the party of Narayan Maharaj. He will tell that you should chant 1 lakh. Don't do, otherwise we will kick out. Yes. No. They know perhaps all.
Chanting 16 rounds daily and refraining from illicit sex, intoxicants.
This is clearing of heart. We should try to realize all these things properly. What?
Meeting.
And refraining from illicit sex. What?
Intoxicants.
And? Meat eating.
And gambling.
Hmm.
By Bhajana Kriya, one attains freedom from the contamination of materialistic life.
Hmm.
He no longer goes to a restaurant or hotel to take so-called palatable dishes.
But we see now, in a hidden way, they go to a restaurant and they do so many bad things. They should be satisfied by Mahaprasad only.
Nor does he care to smoke or drink tea or coffee. He not only refrains from illicit sex, but avoids sex life entirely. Nor is he interested in wasting his time in speculating or gambling. In this way, it is to be understood that one is becoming cleansed of unwanted things, anartha nivritti. The word anartha refers to unwanted things. Anarthas are vanquished when one becomes attached to the Krishna consciousness movement.
Hmm.
When a person is released from unwanted things, he becomes fixed in executing his Krishna activities. Indeed, he becomes attached to such activities and experiences ecstasy in executing devotional service. This is called bhava, the preliminary awakening of dormant love of Godhead. Thus, the conditioned soul becomes free.
If sadhana is done to realize bhava, to attain bhava, then it is sadhana, otherwise not sadhana. Understand? We should know at first what is sadhana, what is our object. First our object, then sadhana, then sadhana bhakti. We should know all these things. What is bhava? What is prema? Then you can do anything for attaining bhava, then that will be sadhana. And if you want to attain prema from the stage of bhava, then it will be bhava bhakti, otherwise not. So we will have to know all these things. Whole life, sadhana bhakti, and not that sadhana bhakti is real, not for done for bhakti, sadhana bhava bhakti. Then it must be not sarup siddha bhakti. It will be in the category of arup siddha or sangha, contaminated with karma and jnana, and yoga, tapasya and all other things, not pure. If you are not going to a high stage of Vaishnava, how we can know all these things, and how we can enter in practicing? So he is called then bhava,
the preliminary awakening of dormant love of Godhead. Thus the conditioned soul becomes free from material existence and loses interest in the bodily conception of life, including material opulence, material knowledge, and material attraction of all varieties. At such a time, one can understand who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and what his Maya is. Although Maya may be present, it cannot disturb a devotee once he attains the bhava state.
Maya cannot touch that devotee. Sometimes an occasion can come that he should be angry, but he will not be angry. There are some symptoms of bhava, where whether really you have attained bhava or not. That sloka is shantir abhyaktakalatang virakti manasunyata asabanda samutakanta namagane sadaruchi asakti sadgunakhyane priti tadvasatyasthale ityadi bhava sujyat bhavankurijan. If there is bhava, there are some symptoms. If you are doing sadhana bhakti, there are some systems. If Krishna prem is there are some symptoms. We will know all these by all these symptoms. What are these systems? You will have to go to Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and you will have to see. And or to hear from any bona fide Vaishnava. No, there is a way. In a sadhu sangha, sarva shastrika. Law matra sadhu sangha, sarva shastrika. Even a very short time will change your whole life. So, what is
Maya cannot disturb a devotee when he
attains. Maya cannot touch it. Abhyastakalottam, virakti, manas, on occasion may come that you will be angry, but he will not be angry. It may be sometimes that you are disturbed so much by worldly things, but totally will not be disturbed at all. Like Ambarish Maharaj, he was just standing only, doing like this. Death was coming, and seeing he was so silent. Prahlad Maharaj, Haridas Thakur, you can see all these things. Go on.
This is because the devotee can see the real position of Maya. Maya means forgetfulness of Krishna, and forgetfulness of Krishna and Krishna consciousness stand side by side like light and shadow. If one remains in shadow, he cannot enjoy the facilities offered by light. And if one remains in light, he cannot be disturbed by the darkness of shadow. By taking to Krishna consciousness, one gradually becomes liberated and remains in light. Indeed, he does not even touch the darkness. As confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila 22:31, Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andhakara, Jahan Krishna Taha Nahi Mayara Adhikara. Krishna is compared to sunshine, and Maya is compared to darkness. Wherever there is sunshine, there cannot be darkness. As soon as one takes to Krishna consciousness, the darkness of illusion, the influence of the external energy, will immediately vanish.
Yes. Actually, I was reading and giving class of this book, The Nature of Instruction, only for the 8th slok. My main purpose was to give an idea, outline of this slok. The purpose of all kinds of teachings. Here teaching means the teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Rupa Goswami. If you are following this, to follow this slok, 7 kinds of slokas has been explained there. Only to realize this slok. So, tannama rupa charitadi sukrtananu smityo krameena rasana manasi niyojya tisthana braje tadanuragi jananugami kalam nae dakhilami ityupadesha saram. Rupa Goswami is telling and now telling the sum and substance of all upadeshas taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By this slok following, you can attend easily Krishna prema, which is our life of goal of our life, object of our life. So he is telling, tannama rupa charitadi. Read the translation.
The essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastime, thereby gradually engaging one's tongue and mind. In this way, one should reside in Braj, Goloka Vrindavan Dham, and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service.
We will explain it. I want to read one stanza, 75, in the transcendental realm. Because today in evening so many persons will go. So I want to touch that thing, mood, in transcendental realm of Braja.
In the transcendental realm of Braja, one should serve the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna with a feeling similar to that of his associates. And one should place himself under the direct guidance of a particular associate of Krishna and should follow in his footsteps.
Hmm.
This method is applicable both in the stage of sadhana, spiritual practices executed while in the stage of bondage, and in the stage of sadhya, God realization. When one is a siddha purusha, or a spiritually perfect soul.
Swamiji is quoting here one shloka of Rupa Goswami from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu for this shloka. And the shloka is that seva sadhaka rupena siddha rupena cha atrahi tad bhav lipsuna karya braja lokanusharata. The meaning is so deep but vivid that Rupa Goswami is telling that if you want to serve Krishna, then you should have a sadhan like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told. What is that sadhan? What is the process? He is telling. Seva sadhak rupena. You should serve like sadhak and also like siddha. Like we are giving an example. Rupa and Sanatan are all six Goswami and or Acharya, especially Rupa Raghunath. No? How they are serving? Sankhya Purvaka Namagan Natibhi Kalapasani Kritau Nidrahar Vihara Kadibhijitau Chatanta Dinau Chidu Radha Krishna Gunasmate Madhurimandena Sammohitau Vande Rupa Sanatanau Raghujugau Sri Jiva Gopalakau. Swamiji always used to recite this song with tears in his eyes, very, very honorably, with deep love and affection. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gannatibhi, this is sadhan. Of what thing? To attain bhav. Sankhya Purvak. Not less than 1 lakh, 2 lakhs, 3 lakhs. All the associates like Rupa Raghunath were doing always daily. Sankhya Purvak Nam. Gan. What gan?
Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite.
Again,
Govinda Damo Dharmadhaveti Govinda Damo Dharmadhaveti Govinda Damo Dharmadhaveti Govinda Damo Dharmadhaveti Namami Nanda Nandanam Namami Nanda Nandanam Namami Nanda Nandanam Namami Nandanam.
Like this 2, 3, 4 hours observed Sankhya Purvak Nam Gan Bandana Bhajami Radham Arabinda Netram Smaravi Radham Anusmitasyam Badami Radham Karuna Bharadram Tato Mamannasti Gatir Nakas. Always I am doing bhajan. My doing bhajan of Rajka. Always what? Remembering Radhika lotus feet. From mouth uttering Radhe Radhe Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Why? Srimad Radhika is unlimited merciful, more than Krishna. Tavai Vasmi, Tavai Vasmi. Like this, so bandana always. After that, doing pranam. Ashtang pranam. Sashtang Pranam. Sashtang Pranam, you know? Desh, 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 hands, toe, folding. And heart, inner heart, by speech, telling Hare Krishna, and doing like this. These eight things should be there. Then Ashtang Pranam. To whom? Radha Govind, Radha Gopinath, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Damodar, Radha Shyamasundar, Radha Raman, Radha Gokulananda, Radha Madhav, Radha Vinod Bihari, Radha Bank Bihari Ji, Radha Vallabha, Radha Girdhar. So, and the places of past time. Wait. Nand Baba Maharaj ki jai ho, Nand Baba ki jai ho, Yashoda Maiya ki jai ho, Krishna Kanaiya ki jai ho, Dau Bhaiya ki jai ho, Roni Maiya ki jai ho, Rasili Rasoiya ki jai ho, and all these things. So Barsana went, Barsana ki jai ho, Vrishbhanu Baba ki jai ho, Kritika Maiya ki, Sridham Bhaiya ki jai ho, Ladini Mahabhav Sarupa Mam Aradhya Srimati Radhika ji ki jai ho, Jai ho Anang Manjari ki jai ho, Jai ho to all the places there. To Vrindavan, Nidhavan, Bansivat,